I'm sitting here with Bob Erdos. Did I say that right?
Rob.
Rob.
Good afternoon.
Rob Erdos. Okay, they have Bob on your bio. So, Rob Erdos, and you are the chief test pilot with the Flight Research Laboratory for the National Research Council of Canada Institute for Aerospace Research. Was that correct?
It's a long name.
Yeah, that's a long title. That doesn't exactly fit on the nameplate, does it? So, what do you guys do there?
When we come down to the States, I usually just simplify the explanation by saying that it's a little bit like a very small NASA without the spaceships. We're the science and technology agency of the Canadian government. The National Research Council has laboratories and institutes in every discipline, from astrophysics to zoology. And our Institute for Aerospace Research concentrates on in the aeronautical sciences. There's laboratories in fundamental aerodynamics with things like wind tunnels. There's propulsion labs with their facilities to test jet engines. And our laboratory, where I work, which is the Flight Research Laboratory. And we have the actual flying machines. I get to go flying and have all the fun.
And as a chief test pilot, what do you do?
I'm in charge of a small group of test pilots who are flying a really diverse stable of aircraft. And we support research, we do our own research, and we try to do things at just about every day in airplanes that are a little bit new, and maybe they've never been done before, and you try to do them safely.
And what's your background? How did you get into this?
I was a search and rescue helicopter pilot in the Canadian Air Force. I was flying out on the West Coast in something we call a Labrador, which would be like a CH-46 tandem rotor helicopter. And the phone rang one day, they were looking for candidates to go to test pilot school. I have an engineering degree from the Royal Military College, and that was a prerequisite. And I hopped up and down, and I waved my arms, and I said, yeah, pick me. And in 1991, I got to go to the U.S. Navy Test Pilot School in Pax River, and that's been my career ever since, flight testing.
And it also, I see here that you, with a Transport Canada Airworthiness Examiner.
Yeah, so it's a DAR. I think the terminology is the same here. So you get a little badge, so to speak, like you're the sheriff, and you get to make findings of compliance for airworthiness of civil aircraft on behalf of the regulatory agency. So some of our work is doing certification of aircraft, whole aircraft, or products like STCs that go on aircraft. We do that as a sort of fee-for-service business because there aren't a lot of people walking around hanging out signs going test pilot for hire, certainly not in Canada.
You don't find that in the one ads in the back of the local classifieds?
No, they come to us.
Okay. You know, I did meet somebody that answered a want ad for a wing walker position, so you never know.
I'd love to know who wanders in off the street for that one.
I'd love to get into that. So what do you fly?
I fly at the lab, let me see, a Twin Otter, a Falcon 20, a T-6, we still have one, it's a working machine. We have an extra 300 that is a flying research lab. Also fly a Bell 205 and a Bell 412 helicopter and a Bell 206 as well. So I'm kind of equally confused in a wide variety of cockpits.
And then you also, in your personal life, you've got some stuff going on. Aviation-wise?
Yeah, there weren't enough airplanes in that last list. So by great good fortune, I'm involved with Vintage Wings of Canada, and that's a recreational activity. And Vintage Wings is an organization in our area near Ottawa that preserves, flies, commemorates the heritage of aviation in Canada with some pretty cool airplanes. I fly the Spitfire and the Hawker Hurricane. I've flown the P-40. With them, some of the smaller airplanes as well. That kind of rounds out some of my flying experience, and I'm really privileged to be able to do that stuff too.
And what brought you to EAA?
Oh, every year if we get the chance, I come down on my own. I think, gosh, there's lots of guys with a longer record than that, but I think 12 or 14 times I've been down on my own, camping under a wing or what have you. But this is, for us, a working visit. There's five research staff from the NRC who are here treating EAA as a great business opportunity. We come down here looking at it as a trade show with a wonderful air show and a great crowd of people, and I might accidentally have fun in the process, but really we're down here for our bosses to make contact with people who we can do business with. That is, companies that are developing new technologies or certifying products, who need access to a wind tunnel or computational fluid dynamics, propulsion systems engineering. Small companies often don't have those resources. So here we are, And we also learn a lot being down here about the resources and tools and skills that we can bring home and do our own jobs better. So it's a very productive place.
Well, I know here, okay, here in the U.S., we have a few different agencies that support research. You've got the FAA with their human factors research. You've got NTSB with their research and engineering. You've got NASA. Do you have other factions of Canadian agencies that also sort of overlap, or do you guys kind of cover it all?
If you change the acronyms, there'd be a similar agency for each of those in Canada. We have Transport Canada, which does kind of what the FAA does as a civil regulators. We have a Transportation Safety Board that's an NTSB type function and separate from the regulators for the same reasons.
And they do the same thing. They make recommendations without legislation, kind of. Yeah,
yeah, very much the same role. And I guess in the master org chart where you'd see NASA substitute in NRC, and that's our role. We work with universities, we work with companies, with other government departments. And one of the things that I think distinguishes us perhaps a little bit from NASA is that not all of our work is necessarily aeronautical. We use airplanes for science, but some of that science could be in remote sensing for agricultural purposes or to work with meteorological or climatological researchers. Anything that requires you to do a weird thing with an airplane or mount a special sensor to an airplane, that might include us. For example, our Convair 580. It goes looking for extreme icing encounters or flies into the eyes of hurricanes as they swirl up the East Coast. That sort of stuff does require a specialized aeronautical skill set, but it's not aero engineering. It's still us.
Right. Okay. And now you're personally building your own amateur built.
Yeah, to get a little more aviation in my life.
Because you don't have enough.
That's right. An RV6 is in my garage, or it will be.
How far along are you?
Fuselage is complete. It's on its gear. The wings and tail are stowed all over the house. And right now I'm just preparing to hang the engine.
And you live in Canada, so
yeah, in Ottawa.
You'll be certifying that there.
Well, certifying after a fact. Yeah, it'll be an amateur-built or home-built airplane, and I'll be looking forward to it. It's a couple of years away. You know how it is, 90% done, 90%
right,
to go.
Right. And so, do you guys have a presence on the field, or are you...
Yeah, we're in a booth in the International Federal Pavilion with all of the other governmental agencies representing their own interests, and we're talking to people and answering questions in there. Not a lot of chief engineering officers of companies are wandering through, so when we're not on duty in the booth, our guys are just sort of scouring the field and going up and shaking hands and talking to people about what they're working on and how we can help. It's productive at both ends.
Okay, and then what about for people who aren't here on the field? If they want some more information, is there somewhere they can get that?
Yeah, without reading out the URL, I would just go Googling National Research Council of Canada, throw in aerospace or flight test, and that'll take us to a website. We have what we call an expertise database, too, so that would let a person enter in keywords, whether it may be human factors or flight test or certification, and that takes you to individual names and numbers, and it's pretty easy to contact us, and the structure's flexible, so if we can work with people, the person who can help will likely answer the phone, and you can get right to work.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for being with us today.
Yes. Been my pleasure.
And this has been Rob Erdos with the National Research Council of Canada Institute for Aerospace Research.